Good morning and welcome to 2019. It is 2nd of January 2019 and our thought goes out to Kader Khan, great actor, and obviously his dialogues and script come close to another legend, the Prime Minister himself. If there were any doubts as to how the Prime Minister likes his questions, his exclusive interview to ANI gave us a peek into that. Filtered. In his first interview of 2019, if you want to call it that, after the BJP's loss in 5 assembly elections and before the Lok Sabha polls, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clarified that his party will not bring an ordinance on the issue of Ram Mandir while the matter is being heard in the Supreme Court. While defending his demonetization move, the Prime Minister on Tuesday said he had warned people about it a year ago. Quote, "This wasn't a jhatka, we had warned a year before." Well, on Monday, the Narendra Modi government informed the Lok Sabha that it has not assessed the impact of demonetization and the GST on workers engaged in the organized and unorganized sectors, including agricultural and contractual laborers in the country. And believe it or not, Urjit Patel has misled the nation. The guy didn't want to be the RBI governor for a long while. Well, 6 months prior to his sudden departure, to be exact, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday made it clear that there was no political pressure on former RBI governor Urjit Patel to resign, claiming that he was revealing the reasons for the first time. The Prime Minister said Urjit had been wanting to resign for months due to personal reasons. And we quote, "He himself requested to resign on personal reasons. I am revealing for the first time he was telling me about it for past 6-7 months before his resignation. He gave it even in writing. No question of political pressure." The Prime Minister also said that in 5 years, is there something concrete the Mahagathbandhan has said in one voice? They speak in different voices. Who are these people? To save themselves, they're looking for support. The single point agenda is Modi. Well, dear Prime Minister, they did say a few things in one voice, PM, sir, but the walls of Parliament seem to be getting thicker and thicker. As for Congress, their spokesman sent this dialogue out. Summary of Modiji's monologue interview. I, me, mine, myself. The country is suffering your eyes and lies. While the Congress and the Prime Minister was outshining Kader Khan in dialogue delivery, acting in scripts, knocking down the walls of hatred and injustice, a different wall was making news and it had nothing to do with Modi. Or maybe it did. A sea of women rose in Kerala in what is being touted as the beginning of a new feminist politics. Visible, vibrant and untamed is what News India called it. The road stretching from Kasaragod to Thiruvananthapuram. It's a 620-kilometer long road. It was a hive of activity as lakhs of women, from commoners to politicians and celebrities, came together to take part in Kerala government's Women's Wall on the 1st of January, an event organized to show the state's commitment to renaissance values and improve the status of women in society in the wake of protests against the Supreme Court's historic verdict allowing women of all ages entry into Sabarimala. There were walls in solidarity that came up in Delhi, Mumbai and other places as well. And news is just coming in that 2 women below 50 have entered Kerala's Sabarimala. Wall may or may not have made it possible. Well, if one resistance comes in the form of a wall of women, then the other was in the form of a congregation which had gone berserk last year. Fortunately, none of that happened this year. Well, memories of the violent clashes and stone throwing that marked the bicentennial celebration of British war era a year ago failed to stop Dalits from across the country congregating in Maharashtra's Bhima Koregaon on Tuesday to commemorate its 201st anniversary. Well, Pune police said at least 1 million people made their way to the Victory Memorial around 40 kilometers from the city as a mark of pride and assertion, waving blue flags and raising slogans of Jai Bhim, a reference to Dalit icon, father of Indian constitution and India's first law minister, B.R. Ambedkar. Well, everything seems to be about power, but what about power cuts? Consumers will get uninterrupted power supply from the 1st of April and building blocks for this are all in place, said Power Minister R.K. Singh. Well, is that a setup for an elaborate April Fool's joke? A mere jumla? Or there is truth in this matter? Only the 1st of April will tell. Quote, electricity is as important as breathing. Everything runs on power, is what R.K. Singh said. After saying that, from the zero date, state distribution companies, which is DISCOMs, can't resort to willful blackouts to avoid buying power. If they do, they will invite stiff penalty from state regulators, who will also tally area demand with PPAs, which are power purchase agreements, to see whether the utilities have lined up adequate supplies. Only blackouts due to technical issues or natural calamities will be exempted from penalties. The technical issue is such a giveaway. While we are on resistance, power and marches, let's head to the international section, where first up is Hong Kong, where thousands of demonstrators marched in Hong Kong on Tuesday to demand full democracy, fundamental rights and even independence from China in the face of what many see as a marked clampdown by the Communist Party on local freedoms. And resistance comes in different shapes and sizes, but don't expect it to come while you Netflix and chill. And a clear example was set by Netflix as it took down an episode of a satirical comedy show critical of Saudi Arabia in the country after officials from the kingdom complained, sparking criticism from Human Rights Watch, which said the act undermined the streaming service's claim to support artistic freedom. Well, the American comedian Hasan Minhaj was critical of the Saudi heir in an episode of the stand-up show Patriot Act. He went on to specifically criticize Prince Mohammed, examining the connection between the Saudi-led military campaign in Yemen and the starvation and destruction that has unfolded in the Gulf state since 2015, a war created and led by MBS. Before we leave you to kickstart your year, in case you missed it, the most anticipated battle between male and female players took place. Roger Federer, Switzerland, beat Serena Williams, USA, as the two tennis greats met on court for the first time at the Hopman Cup in Perth, Australia. Federer and Williams have won a combined 43 Grand Slam single titles and have spent a combined 621 weeks at world number one. And that is all that I have for you for today. Keeping you abreast with news, peppered with my views, I'll be back tomorrow with our morning news editorial and every weekday of the year, barring those holidays at least, since they're insignificant long weekends this year. Have a fabulous year ahead. Until tomorrow morning, goodbye from takeapart.in.